Uminayin l'sholosh, shel sholosh sholosh. How do we know you have to blow it three times? Rashi says, Minayin dahanech pshuta l'funel l'achreo, hotrua b'yemtza, avdin and t'losa zimna. How do we know, like the Mishnah says, the mitzvah of the Reiser is to hear it three times? Once l'malchiyas chada, l'zachroinas chada, once for zachroinas, l'sharfas chada. Like, how do we know you have to blow three times a tkiya through a tkiya on Rosh Hashanah? Maybe only one time a tkiya through a tkiya. Talmud, the pasuk says, v'harvarta shayfa. One pasuk. Truas shabosain, another thing. Zichron trua, no, v'harvarta shayfa, trua shabosain, zichron trua, yom trua yilachem. Like, there are three times it says the word trua. Hey, v'harvarta shayfa, trua shabosain, that's one thing. Then zichron, no, v'harvarta shayfa, trua is one thing, one pasuk. Shabosan, Zichron, true is the second pasuk. It says true a second time. And then Yom, true a Yilachem, it's the third pasuk. So it says the word true three times in the Torah. Mashma, three truas you have to have in Rosh Hashanah. And you have to have a pshuta and a lafoneh and a achreho. That's how we know you have to have nine kailas of a tkiya, true a tkiya, three times. For the Gemara, though, these tzukim, one pasuk is talking about by Yovel. So maybe, how do you know Rosh Hashanah needs all three? O menayin litin esayim eshel zeh bezeh eshel zeh bezeh. How do we know that the pasuk that talks about Yovel also applies to Rosh Hashanah? Talmud, and that again, the pasuk says, Shvi, Shvi, L'Gzeira Shava. To L'Gzeira Shava, it says Shvi here and Shvi over there. So we learn out as if to say the word Trua, that it says by Yovel, also says like by Rosh Hashanah. So as if it says three times the word Trua by Rosh Hashanah, therefore we say there's a chiyuv to blow Trua three times, and you have to have a pshuta lefanen, a pshuta lachreah. That's how we get our nine kolos midiraisa on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, said has it come out? Sholosh, you have to blow three times tkiya through a tkiya. Shein teisha, that comes out to be nine kailas. Now, shir tkiya kitrua. How long does a tkiya have to be the length of a trua? Shir trua, how long is a trua? Kishlosh shvam, like we had before what the price it says. As long as it takes you to blow three shvarim. So tomorrow now, stamakasha. Hai tana, this last price, mikora maisala vacation. First it brings it from a hekish. So the Rashi says, "Lo moed zemi zeminayin shebeshayt upshut lafnei lachreim." Come Rosh Hashanah miyevel mehekesha. Shabbat the hekish. Shein tamlam lachodesh hashvi. El lahakish called true shachodesh hashvi sheyishay shavis. First, the Rashi learned that because it says the next it says chodesh hashvi. It's talking about yovel. It's talking about Yom Kippur and yovel. We know Yom Kippur comes out on chodesh hashvi, the Tishrei. Why did the Torah have to say the word chodesh hashvi? So he says, Chodesh HaShvi is a hekesh to teach us that all the mitzvahs that talk about Chodesh HaShvi have the same halachas. So first the Braisa learns out Yovel to Rosh Hashanah as the hekesh. Since the pasuk says Chodesh HaShvi, it means to make a hekesh, all the mitzvahs of Chodesh HaShvi apply one with the other. But then at the end of the Braisa, it says Gzeira Shavah. V'ashti Maisla Gzeira Shavah. At the end, the Braisa says Gzeira Shavah. It says Shvi, Shvi two times. So Manashach, if it starts off with a hekesh, why does the Braisa end off with Gzeira Shavah? So Gemara says the Braisa means like this. Halchik kama. This is what the Braisa means. It's true. Really, there's a Gzeira Shava. But the Braisa means to say that Elav Gzeira Shava, there wouldn't have been the Gzeira Shava of two extra words, Shvi Shvi, having my seen and led vacation. I would have taken learned it out with the Hekish. Plus, with my Chodesh HaShvi, I could make a Hekish. Rashi says the Hekish you can make by yourself. But a Gzeira Shava, you have to have a Kabbalah. So true, we have the Kabbalah, you have the Gzeira Shava. But we, even without the Gzeira Shava, we would have known it from the Hekish. So Mar is though, the hashta the Yasa Gzeira Shava. But now that you have this Kabbalah that there is a Gzeira Shava of Shvi Shvi, if so, Hekeshalai Tsarach and Echnami, the Hekeshtak you don't need. It's extra. Why did the Torah say Bechodesh HaShvi? We don't know why the Torah had to say extra time, or Bechlal say Bechodesh HaShvi. It's that extra. Yeah. This is one way how to learn out the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. So the Mar Bahait Tana is another braisa that Maislav Gzeira Shava Mimidbar. He learns out of this thing, Zer Shava, how do you know the mitzvah of Shaif of Rosh Hashanah? The Tanya will learn like this. The Post says in my midbar, Usakatem Trua Tkiya, Usakatem Trua. You should blow a Trua. This is talking about in the midbar, when you want to gather together the whole Klal Yisrael, you have to blow the Chatzai Tzrois. It says, Usakatem Trua. Blow a Trua. So he says it means a Tkiya Bifne Yatzmoy, or Trua Bifne Yatzmoy. Usakatem means blow a Tkiya, Pshuta, a straight voice, and then Trua, then blow a Trua. The Mer says, no, atoy met tkiya b'fnei atzmoy, a true b'fnei atzmoy. Who told you to say that? That it means a tkiya by itself and a true by itself? Or yeno, maybe no. El a tkiya trua achati. Maybe the pasuk says, uskatem trua means just blow a trua. It's one blowing. The pasuk saying, go blow a trua. But maybe it means one blowing. Kishuamu, another pasuk says, uvaha kiles akohol. When you want to gather the whole klai yisrael together, tisko, vulei teriyu, if you just want to gather klai yisrael together, how do you blow the chatzos rice? Just blow it once, and don't make a trua. Don't make a trua. From here we see that the pasuk before that says uskatem trua means tkiya b'fnayatzmoy or trua b'fnayatzmoy. And since here the Torah has to say specially it means only a tkiya, not a trua, mashma when it says it's tam uskatem trua, it means both. You have to blow a tkiya and a trua. Now minayin shepshuta lefaneh, how do you know true you blow a tkiya, a true and a tkiya? How do you know you have to have a shuta lefaneh first? Talmudim and the pasuk says this pasuk uskatem trua. That first blow a tkiya, and then blow a trua. So we see, whenever you blow a trua, you always have to have a tkiya, a pshuta, straight one first. Or minayin, how do we know, shepshuta lachreya, that after you blow the tkiya and the trua, you have to blow another tkiya? Talmud Leiman, there's another pasuk there, but Midrash says, trua yisko, mashma after the trua, blow again a tkiya. That's how we know every trua needs a tkiya before the tkiya afterwards. We have Yishmael ben Ashram Yechon Abruku Aymer, and it's Sarach, I don't need this limud. Harei Yewayim, the pasuk says, Uskatem trua shenis. It says in the Torah a second time, blow a tkiya in a trua a second time. Shein tamud leim shenis. The pasuk did not have to say shenis a second time. It's talking about the second time. You read the pasuk, you see it's the second time. Well, ma tamud leim shenis. Why does the pasuk have to say blow the second time? Pshit it the second time. The pasuk before said blow it once, and now it says blow it a second time. So why does the pasuk have to say shenis? So zeh bona av. This is the limud to all over. That shekol makam shenema trua teitkiya shniyalo. Whenever the Torah says to blow a trua, it always means there has to be a pshuta lachreya. You have to have another one right after that. Right after the trua, you have to have a tkiya. So that's how we know you have to have a tkiya, a trua tkiya. Fred the Gemara, good. Ein li yela ba midbar. This pasukim, I'm talking about the midbar. When Klaius was in the midbar, you want to gather them together, there was a mitzvah to blow the chatzos rice. Of a Rosh Hashanah Minayin. What do these inyanim have to do with the mitzvah Esther and Rosh Hashanah to blow the shofar? How do you know in Rosh Hashanah you have to have a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards? But Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk just says, Yom Teruah Yilachem. Maybe only a Teruah, nothing else? Talmud Leiman, the pasuk says, Teruah, Teruah, L'Gzeir Shavah. It says Yom Teruah by Rosh Hashanah, and it says here Teruah by the Midbar. So it's L'Gzeir Shavah. And just like over here by the Midbar, the Teruah means a pshuta lefuneh and a pshuta lachreya. Who was in Rosh Hashanah also with a pshuta lefuneh and a pshuta lachreya? Vayta v'ushloisha truas nem of Rosh Hashanah. And it says three times the word true of a Rosh Hashanah. It says Shabbos and Zichron true, that's one. Yom trua is second. V'yavarta shayfa trua. Therefore, you know, you have to do it three times. And each one has to have a tkiya lefuneh and tkiya lachreya. That's how you get the nine tkiyas. Now, and each one of the truas needs a pshuta lefanel, a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards, is mitzina lemeidin shalas truas v'sheish tkiyas nemer Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out, that's how you get your nine kailas on Rosh Hashanah. Six of them is the pshutim before and afterwards, and three of them are the truas. Now shtayim adivrei Torah. Out of these psukim, really only two of them are extra, two of them are like extra. You learn how midiraisa. The yachas midivrei seifrim. One of them we need for the drushes. So it's only midirabonim that you have to blow it really three times. What does that mean? Shabbos and zichron trua. The yavata shayfa trua midivrei Torah. Those are extra to teach us halacha. You have to have a trua twice on Rosh Hashanah. So we know midiraisa two truas, which means also automatically six, which means a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards. Now, Yom Teruah Yilachem, that's what the pasuk says, Yom Teruah Yilachem, Le Talmudu Yubo. That time comes to teach us the Ikar Halacha, that our Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah to blow the shofar. That's an Ikar Adin, for that you can't learn out extra Limudim. So therefore, it's only two that's Midiraisa, and the third one is only Midirabonin. We have Yishmur Ban Achmeni Yom Rabbi Yonasin, a little different. That achas midivrei Torah, really it's only one extra. There's only one to teach us midiraisa, you have to have a trua and a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards. Ushtayim midivrei seifrim. That's what we say, you have to blow three truas for malchias, for zechronis and shayfris. The second two is only midirabonim. So he runs like this. V'yavarta shayfa trua midivrei Torah.
That's the extra pasuk to say you have to have a trua on Rosh Hashanah. Shabbosan, Zichron, and trua. That pasuk. And the next pasuk of Yom trua yilachem letalmudu hubo. He needs it for limudim, for other things. Not to teach us you have to blow another trua on Rosh Hashanah, but you need it for the drushes. Therefore, how do you know you blow three truas on Rosh Hashanah? That's only midrabbanan. Midrash is only one time, midrabbanan is another two times. For the Gemara Maila Talmudai, what do you need these extra psukim for? Maila Talmudu Bo, what do you mean these psukim come to teach other halachas? The Gemara says, Mi boyalei, what do you need? Ba yoim v'loi v'layla. That's it says, yoim trua yilachem, that the mitzvah shofar is only by daytime and not by nighttime. At nighttime, you cannot be in the kind of the mitzvah of shofar. That's what the pasuk says, yoim trua. For the Gemara of Edith, the other man, the Yom, that says, no, that pasuk is extra. Ba yoim v'loi v'layla minolei. How does he know that the mitzvah is only by night and not by day? It says, Naskulay mi b'yayim akipurim. He learns that from the word, Ubayim mi b'yayim akipurim. So it says, b'yayim and not palayla.
All right, turn over.
For the Gemara, imi b'yayim akipurim, yalef, nigma nami minei, le pshuta lefnei, pshuta liachrea. So learn out that you have to have a pshuta lefnei, pshuta liachrea also. Of his zoi and the Gemara, so what do you have to learn out from the Midbar here? You're learning out that you have to have a Tkiyah and a true one at Tkiyah. Learn it out from Yom Kippurim that we dashed before. It says Vavarta Vavarta two times there that you have to have a Pshuta Lefunen and a Pshuta Lachreel. As if you're learning out Yom Yom from Yom Kippurim, so learn out the mitzvah to have a Tkiyah before and a Tkiyah afterwards. So Gemara says, no. Vavarta Taviru Lemashmalu. He doesn't learn out from Vavarta to teach us that you have to have a Tkiyah before and a Tkiyah afterwards. It's not Mashmah. The Avavata does not mean to say a Tkiyah before. So therefore, he learns out from Yom Kippurim true that's only by day the mitzvah shofar, not by nighttime. But how do you know that the true needs a pshuta Tkiyah beforehand and a Tkiyah afterwards? Then he learns out from the Psukim by the Midbar that says in Pasha by Midbar and not what it says by Yom Kippurim. Because Avavata Taviru LaMashmalu. For the Gemara, Elamai Dashimu, what does he dashim when there's, it's not Mashma for pshuta? What then do you do with his Psukim? Vavarta and Taviru that it says by Yovel, by Yom Kippurim, it says Vavarta Shofar. What does he do with the word Vavarta? If it's not to teach us to blow its kia first, so what do you use it for? And the Gemara he uses for Vavarta Kidrav Masna. The Yom Rav Masna, the Vavarta Derechav Rosai. That we learned before, you have to blow the Shofar the way it's on the animal. Like we blow it from the small upwards. But you're not allowed to turn the Shofar upside down and blow from the wide plate. Since that's not the way it's on the shofar, on the animal, you can't blow the shofar that way. That's what does with the word varavarta. You have to blow the shofar the way the shofar travels on the animal, like we do, blow from the smaller part. What does taviru mean? Taviru to come rachmona, maybe just means navri biyad. His Rashi means like this. If the posse didn't repeat itself a second time, I would have thought that after the posse says varavarta, just means shofar is, just hold it in your hand. That's the way he learns on the side here, the bottom tesis here, like, Navra biyad means pirish. She has zenu biyad of yitoka. No, no. Rashi doesn't forget. Rashi doesn't have a meaner is. No, Rashi doesn't have a meaner is. You don't have to blow the shofar. Maybe it's not just hold the shofar in your hand. You just wave the shofar. That's all it means. It says a second time. But Vavarta, that you have to blow it, we have to have a coil coming out of it. Tesis is a little bit different. Have a meaner is, pirish, she has zenu biyad of yitoka. V'lo yinichenu agabe shum davar yitoka. That maybe you have to dafka hold the shofar in your hands when you blow it. You can't just let the shofar lean on something and blow it. Vavarta means you have to hold it in your hand. That's the limit. But Rashi learns, no. Without the extra pasuk, I would have thought it's enough just to hold the shofar. How do I know you have to blow it? Kamashma on a second time that the mitzvah is to blow it. Merav Yiduch, the other one, the Rav Masna, how do you know Rav Masna's halachom? That you have to blow it the right way from the small part upwards, not the opposite way? Midishani b'diburei. Since the pasuk changed around the dibur, that's how he knows that way. Yeah. And biyad lemotza samrit. That's it to have a habit with your hands, that you can't say. The gomar avor mi Moshe. We learn it out by Moshe Rabbeinu. Ksiv hochet says here, vavarta shofar trua. You blow, take the shofar with you. So you have a habit, maybe it means just to carry the shofar in your hands. Oh, ksiv hochet, it says there by Moshe, no, it says there by Yitzav Moshe. Vayaviru koil b'machane. It says there, vayaviru koil. He heard a koil. So ma lahalam b'koil, just like over there, vayaviru means. Carry the shofar mean doesn't mean just carry it. It means to blow it. Is afkan b'keil avad iros of avarta. Avada doesn't only mean carry it. Avada means to blow it. So even without the extra word of avarta, I would know it means to blow the shofar. So why the Torah said extra time for Avarta? That's an extra limit of Trua to teach us that it's a mitzvah deraisa to blow Trua at least 2 times. Well, the high Tana now, the Maisla Mimidbar, this last Tana now, that learns out that you have a Tkiya Lefonen, a Tkiya Lachrea, from the Psukim that says in the Midbar, for the Gemara Imar Lahalan Chatzaitzrois, maybe just like in the Midbar. They used to blow the Chatzaitzrois, the trumpets, to get Klaiso come together. Maybe Yavkan the Chatzaitzrois. Maybe Rosh Hashanah also does a mitzvah to blow the Chatzaitzrois. The Pasuk only says by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah Yilachem. So if you're learning out from the Midbar, maybe Teruah means good, Teruah means blow the trumpets. How do you know in Rosh Hashanah you have to blow a shofar? The Torah doesn't say anywhere clearly a shofar at Rosh Hashanah. All the Torah just says is Yom Teruah, so maybe it only means the trumpets. Talmud Lomar, this the Pasuk says no. It says, Tikl ba'achoydesh shofar, ba'akestel Yom Chageinu. The mitzvah to blow the shofar on a special Yom Tov that comes in on Rosh Chodesh is a Zel Chag she'achodesh mischasa boy, which Yom Tov comes out on Rosh Chodesh when the Levon is still covered up. Have the Yom is there Rosh Hashanah. The only Yom Tov we have that comes out on Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah. Or come Rachmona shofar. That's the Gimui in Tehillim that on shofar on Rosh Hashanah you have to blow the shofar, not the Chatzaitzrois. So even though you're learning out from the Midbar, the halach is, you learn out that the Teruah means a pshuta lofne and a pshuta lachreel. But ain't a chanami not chatzaitzrois, but avad you need the shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, asking Rabbi Yahuwah b'Kisri, Rabbi Yahuwah made a gzeir in Kisri, that tkiya shloisha shvorim, Teruah tkiya. That's the way he was mistaken. Tashrat, he was mistaken they should blow one straight tkiya first, then blow 3 shvorim, then blow Teruah, and then blow a tkiya. That was his takonah. For the Gemara Monashach, what do you make such a takana for? What do you hold? For Monashach, we have a suffix what the word Teruah means. That Tatagim says it means Yom Yevava, and we have a suffix what does crying mean? I Yelula Yolu, if it means short crying, so then Lavit Kiya Teruah Kiya, only blow it Kiya Teruah Kiya. Viga Nuchigonach, Elam I know, maybe it means a little longer crying, so good, then Lavit Kiya Shloisha Shvarim Ut Kiya. Do it Kiya Teruah Kiya. So what do you got to do both for? So Gemara says, Mesafkali, he had a suffix, Igenuche Gonach Yiluli Yolo. Hey, I'll tell you that Rabbi Yavu was Mesufik. What does the word Teruah mean? Does it mean Shvarim or does it mean Teruah? That's why I did both of them together. For the Gemara, now it's still a Kasha. Maskav La Rabaviyah. Vedilma Yiluliyu. If that's your doubt, which one of the two it means, so you can't do both together, because the Monashach, you're doing something wrong. Because if it really means Yilulei, small voices, and you're doing now a shvarim and a truah, the komavsik shloisha shvarim, then truah latkiya. It's on the side the mitzvah is truah means truah, like we do small keiches. So the mitzvah is to have a pshuta tkiya right before that, and a tkiya right after that. Now what you're doing is right before the truah, you're doing shvarim. It's breaking. It's no good. It's hefsik. On the side truah is only real truah, small voices. So you could only do tkiya truah tkiya. You can't have a shvarim there. A shvarim is breaking. It's hefsik. And the Gemara, the Hodar of it, Kiya, true at Kiya. Hatei Nechnami, Rabbi Avuah did like we did, also Tarat. He did at Kiya, true at Kiya, because maybe that's the mitzvah. So good, for the Gemara, though, still it's Shver. Maskabla Ravina, Vedilma Genuchi Heve Koi, Genuchi Heve, true. Maybe it's Taka Shvarim. Maybe true means 3 Shvarim. So what did you gain, Rabbi Avuah? By doing Shvarim and true together, on the time that true is only Shvarim, the Komasaka Trua, Ben Shvarim at Kiya. How could you blow Shvarim than a Teruah? The Teruah is out of place. On the side, the mitzvah Teruah means Shvarim. You have to blow Tkiya, Shvarim, Tkiya. You can't have a Teruah in between. And the Gemara Nechanami, Doho de Rover Tashat, he avada did Tkiya, Shvarim, Teruah, like he did. For the Gemara, if he did Tkiya, Shvarim, Teruah, and he did Tkiya, 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 Teruah, Tkiya, so Chayn Yaitzu Monashach. And the Rabbi Avuah, my asking, what kind of Tekona did he do? Monashach. If it means Shvarim, he already did it, Kiya Shvarim Tkiya. If it means the true, small Kaychais, he did already it, Kiya, true at Kiya. So what was his big takana here? The Gemara says, the third side is like this, the way we do. Mesafkele, he had another doubt. That Dilma Gonach Viyolo. Maybe it's both together. Maybe the pshat from true in the Torah means Shvarim and true. That's the pshat from the word Teruah. Teruah means both types of crying. That's small crying and big crying and small crying. So if it means both, you can't only blow tashat and tarat, because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah maybe is tashrat. Therefore, you had to blow all three of them. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Levad Nami Yipcha. So if you have a suffix, maybe it means both together, why don't you have a suffix, maybe you should have to blow Tkiya, Trua, Shvarim Tkiya. There should be a fourth cycle. Maybe it's a Tzada means both, maybe it's Trua then Shvarim. How do you know first Shvarim then Trua, and Tzada means both? Maybe first Trua and then Shvarim. So there should be a fourth cycle, and we don't do that fourth cycle. There should have to be Tkiya, Trua, Shvarim Tkiya. But the Gemara Lema Nami Yipcha, Tkiya, Trua, Shloisha, Shvarim Tkiya. Why? Dilma Yolul. Maybe first it means the truest, the short voices, and then the gonach. Then it means the long crying. That the Gemara says, no, that he didn't have a suffix about. Because Toma de Milsa, the way it usually is, ki masroi v'inshi. When a person starts to cry, misroi milsa v'resha, gonach, first he has a little longer voices. He starts moaning a little bit, groaning. V'hoda Yolul. Then he starts making the short voices. So that's Chitan. It's not that Torah means Truah. Both together, for sure it means first Shvarim and then Truah. And the Maaseh, that's the way we do. We blow first Tkiya, Shvarim, Truah, Tkiya, then Tkiya, Shvarim, Tkiya, then Tkiya, Truah, Tkiya. Right. Now exactly what the Truahs are, so far we had Rashi Shita is that Truah means three short Kirchis. That's Rashi Shita. Halacha, we don't do like Rashi. We all Truah is three, like the size of Shvarim, which means nine. It has to be nine small keiches. That's the way we do. We do Trua means nine small keiches. But Rashi Shita is that the blow of Trua is three small keiches. Therefore, according to Rashi, when you blow the Shvarim, it comes out, what's a Tkiya then? According to Rashi, the Gemara says a Tkiya is as long as the Truas are. So if the Truas are three short keiches, a Tkiya is three short keiches. Therefore, when you blow Shvarim, you have to make sure they're shorter than three short keiches. Now, according to Rashi, it's mamish like a tkiya. Then the Shvarim are very, very small also. It's like a keich in here. Two, two, two. You have to do very fast ones. And then truest are only two to two. And then a tkiya is also that way. That's Rashi's tkiya. The Maaseh, we don't blow that way. Some people, after shul, go over again, they blow Rashi's tkiya. Because Rashi holds that a true is only three small keiches. You always have to make sure that the Shvarim are very short ones, that they should not be the saw, the length of three keiches. Because if they're as long as three keiches, that's a tkiya already. But we are the lacha, no. We are the lacha that truas are nine keiches. Therefore, Shvarim is good enough. It can be as long as you want, as long as it's not come out like nine keiches. Right. The Mishnah says, Tok abri shayna moshach v'shtiyah kishnayim. If you blew a tkiya, trua, then a tkiya. And the second tkiya you blew very long, even though it should be good for the next kiyah, it does not. You can't divide its kiyah in half. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shoma Teisha Tekiyos, well, you heard your nine kailas on Rosh Hashanah, but Teisha Shoyos B'yayim. 9 hours of the day. Every hour of the day, you heard another kail, that's all. Kiyah, now. Took an hour's break, then a shven, then a trua, then an hour's break, then another kiyah. Still your yotza. There's no din hefsik in between. Trashi Tisha Tekiyos, Truais Nami Koma, yeah, is a Yotza. Tanya Nami Yotza, learn about this also, that Shoma Teisha Tkiyas Peteisha Shoyes B'yayim Yotza. There's no din hefsek in between. Even though you waited an hour between one curl and the next curl, as even Rachmanis says, it's about Tkiya, takes an hour for him to get a Tkiya out of a Shefam, still you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. So here it doesn't mean that the guy is trying no out.